watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Ides of January, January 15th, 2021. My name is Harrison Smith. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Major moves going on. Of course, John Sullivan is all over the news. John Earl Sullivan was the Antifa Black Lives Matter leader who was caught in the Capitol, featured later on CNN as one of their star witnesses to this event. We have all of the videos, and we will show them to you as the day progresses. We also, of course, have the video from Project Veritas of Jack Dorsey discussing the deletion of Trump and much bigger things to come as they plan out their purge. Truly incredible stuff. The lockdowns are rather coincidentally being rolled back now. It's just absolutely baffling how people can't see through this, how they're falling for it. After a year of telling everybody it was horrible and probably racist to even question the lockdowns, as soon as President Trump is about to leave office, everyone from Mayor Lori Lightfoot to Governor Andrew Cuomo are like, yeah, you know, these lockdowns are not really necessary. We want to open up as quickly as possible. And there's a celebrity chef on Twitter who's been vocal about being anti-lockdown. And he posts, you know, I said this a month ago and I got death threats for it. This is how easy it is to manipulate the minds of people who have only one source of information and no ability to think for themselves. It's really shocking. I made the mistake, the self-punishment, I guess you could say, of listening to NPR on the way into work this morning. My speaker thing wasn't working, so I was like, all right, I'll turn on the radio, listen to NPR. I think maybe one of these days we'll just do, and I don't know how this works legally, but I would love to just sit here behind the desk at American Journal and just listen to NPR and just react to it with you, because it's amazing. It's really incredible how literally everything is about race on that channel. I mean, this is our national public radio service, right? And all of the stories start off sounding a little bit nice. They all start off like, this man thinks he may have the solution to bring back plays. We're going to bring back plays. You know, plays don't get a lot of attention these days. Live in-person the displays of drama, they don't get a lot of attention these days. And, you know, especially during the pandemic, people gathering, you may have found it. It's like, oh, that's pretty interesting. I like going to see a live play. I like seeing actors up on the stage performing the great. And it's like, later we'll talk to, you know, Ibram X. Khan and his new play, Black Man in America. It's like, oh, right. Oh, right. It's a racial aggravation thing. That's right. And then it's like the next story. The next story is there's a new collection of, you know, the Voice Project, where we hear the voices of people reacting to what their world is going through in real time. And it's like, oh, okay, that's kind of interesting, hearing, you know, how people experienced the pandemic in real time, recording what they were thinking about what was going on at the time. I know I personally, when, you know, the lockdown stuff was going on, I was just doing little video journals, just being like, this is crazy, right? When the streets were empty in the middle of the day. I mean, it was very bizarre. And it was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And it's like, how people experienced the pandemic in real time in the Latinx community. And it's like, oh God, it's a race thing again. Every single thing is a race thing. Every single one of these stories that seems like it might be a little interesting at the beginning, it's like, and here's how it makes white people evil. Here's how it's oppressing the minorities. It's like, really, really, this is every single story. And then finally gets the actual story of the day. And it's like, Me Too brought about so-called cancel culture, and it was a good thing, and it brought, it gave power to the powerless. And it plays clips of Jim Jordan being like, cancel culture is coming for all of us. And it's like, is it? It's not. Don't worry about it, folks. Cancel culture is a good thing. So this is, I'm just, you know, this is my report from behind the enemy lines, from deep within normie territory. I'm reporting back to you what they're hearing day in, day out, every second of their lives, just division, aggravation, oppression, just destruction constantly. That's what's going on outside these walls, I guess.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight-up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high-quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high-quality storable food, with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
What a week it's been, folks. It's Friday. Last Friday was the day that Donald Trump was eliminated from Twitter, kicked off. It has been 1 week. Time flies, doesn't it? It's a lot of stuff's going on. It's been a great week for Project Veritas. They yesterday released an insider recording of the Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey. Yesterday, perhaps the day before, one of their subjects filmed secretly was arrested for voter fraud. There's been another big voter fraud arrest, another Democratic operative being arrested for tampering with mail-in ballots, I suppose. Of course, John Sullivan is all across the news today. I guess I'll say this. InfoWars was for sure, 100% for sure, the first people to report that Antifa were embedded within the Capitol to cause chaos. Now, I, in general, am against the concept that this Capitol insurrection, this riot, this worst day in America since 9/11, I'm against the idea that it was bad at all. That's just me. It's just my personal belief. Don't at me, FBI. It's just what I believe. I believe that the vast majority of what we saw happen is what you're seeing on screen here. It was patriots clambering over the outside of the Capitol. A few of them went in. They put their feet up on the desk. They sat in the chair. And again, it's like you talk to people that aren't necessarily tuned in to what's going on politically, but at least have a good head on their shoulders. And like I was talking to my friend yesterday, and he's like, yeah, I don't get it. They keep showing these pictures and it's like just people sitting in chairs, like smiling and taking selfies. He's like, I really don't understand what is going on, because you really have to be brainwashed to think that this picture that you're seeing right there is equivalent of like the burning bodies falling from the towers on 9/11. It's just insanity. It's just enforced mental retardation on most of the country that they can see this and think, oh my God, we're under attack. I mean, it's just completely absurd. But that being said, clearly at the protest, and so I didn't really want to believe that Antifa was a part, because I don't want to give them credit for this amazing, like the images that we see, just the clamoring, the flags waving, the tear gas, you know, clouds of tear gas going through, and just people in MAGA hats just like, this is our country. Like, I love that. That was awesome. That was super cool and amazing. And a really unprecedented achievement by patriots in this country. I don't want to give Antifa credit for that. They have achieved nothing. They're like trying to burn down a bookstore in Portland right now because Andy Ngo wrote a book about them. They're pathetic and petty and pitiful. They're nothing. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, they're tools of the establishment used to create division, completely supported by billionaires and the largest corporations in the history of the world. They would never target the people actually who can make decisions. They'll target small business owners. They'll target retail outlets so they can loot them. You know, they aren't real. They're a fabrication. They're an illusion. They're a puppet movement. completely. So I don't want to give them credit for this. That being said, it was on the day of January 6th when I was covering the Alex Jones show and Alex and Owen were in D.C. that we talked to them. And one of the first things Alex said was, he said this was Antifa. He says Antifa was there leading the charge. So we were definitely the first to report it. I don't want to give Antifa credit for this because it wasn't an attack. It was a protest. It wasn't an insurrection. Can't remember who it was yesterday who on Twitter was like, oh, there weren't any rifles? I guess it wasn't an insurrection then. Maybe that's the lesson that we learned. Peaceful protest in the minds of the people who hate us, the minds of the globalists who sit athwart our halls of power. They see no difference between patriotic Americans rising up and peacefully protesting and an insurrection that tried to kill them all. They don't think there's a difference in that. They don't even think Antifa exists. They literally say the existence of Antifa is a right-wing conspiracy theory. Okay, so yeah, here's 2016 during the inauguration. Yeah, just complete chaos, just destroying entire city blocks, just hordes of black-clad communists running through the streets, breaking like McDonald's, hitting innocent people in the back of the head, burning limos, just nonsense, just a bunch of children playing a game, not understanding that they're being used as a tool of the elite to enslave everyone. They just don't know. They just don't know, I guess. They're just that dumb. I guess that's just what it is. I try to think, like, because I don't want this show to be an echo chamber. And it's not, because we welcome calls from anybody. And if you want to call in and disagree, we have people expressing various opinions all the time. But I would love to have a show. I'd love to present a show that, like, even the most extreme leftist could watch and be and maybe question things. Maybe go, wait, why is McDonald's and Nike and Apple and the people using slave camps in China, the people who are billionaires, who are just squeezing the life out of regular people in America, why am I on their side all of a sudden? Why are they supporting me? Why are they funding me? Why are they coordinating with Black Lives Matter activists to bring all of this about? So I try to put myself in the mindset of these people, and I just can't do it. I just can't imagine what they're thinking. I don't understand it. I don't understand what they could possibly think is going on, because what's really going on is so absurdly clear. And then you remember, oh, right, they listen to mainstream media and exclusively mainstream media, and they think they're listening to alternative media. They don't realize that alternative media is just mainstream media with a couple more, like, you know, racial agitation talking points in it. Vice News, like, you think Vice News is alternative now? No, they're NPR with a bad haircut. That's what Vice News is. So I don't, like, I try to get in their mind, because, like, you know, you want to, like, counter their arguments. You want to say to these people who, like, we have the same impulse. We're both like, man, these billionaires buying everything up and enslaving everybody else is bad. And we're both like, yeah, we agree with that. And I'm like, okay, well, then why are they all on your side? Why did they send you a $100 million check? And it's like, I don't know. I mean, look at my face. Am I supposed to know things with a face like this? Am I an intellectual? Look at my face. How could I know anything with a face like this? My God. So I don't know. Because I don't want to just tell you stuff you already know. Everybody who watches our program is so tuned in anyway. You're also, you know, everybody here monitors the wires, right? You all are on Twitter. You're following the right people. You're on InfoWars. You're reading the right news. So you sort of understand what's going on. I don't want to just sit up here and repeat stuff that everybody knows already. I would like to, you know, make arguments that left-wing activists could see and go, huh, I guess I'm being fooled about all this. And John Sullivan might be kind of the perfect example of all this. And so we'll talk about him as the show goes on. I'll also open up your phone. I'll open up the phone lines for your calls in the next segment, and we're going to play a little bit longer special report in the next segment by John Bound called The Left Began the Domestic Terror, which even that, it's like there was, it's not domestic terror. It was a protest at the Capitol. It was glorious. And I've said that since the day it happened, and I'll keep saying it because it's true. And I'm not going to pretend like this was some assault on the, some insurrection coup, right? This wasn't some massive violent assault that the Capitol Police bravely held off while the senators feared, you know, ran for their lives. It was literally a bunch of patriots being let into the Capitol, waving flags, taking selfies. Meanwhile, you had a hardcore coup of group of agitators embedded within them, causing all the problems, causing all the violence. So it was a mostly peaceful protest. The parts that weren't peaceful turned out to be Antifa. Imagine that.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is, all right?
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. We're going to open up the phone lines this segment. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call about any and all the topics that we're going to cover today. That's Antifa busted in the Capitol. We're going to talk about Project Veritas, their incredible historic week, and especially the Jack Dorsey bombshell that came out yesterday. We're going to talk about the fact that lockdown is now being rolled back and, never mind. We don't need that anymore. Okay. Bill Gates is apparently the largest landowner in the United States. Trump has said he's declassifying everything and, the media is claiming that the GOP will become Hezbollah. We'll explain what that means in this, hour as well. 1-877-789-2539. But now I want to go to this report by John Bowne.
The Democrats are acting as if we are under an alien invasion, but it wasn't an invasion from the Pleiades. It's merely their constituents who have had enough of their rights being stripped, the corruption that's been on parade, the blind eye to the destruction of our country by their supporters, and our vote being compromised.
President Trump has held over 600 rallies in the last 4 years. None of them included assaulting police, destroying businesses, or burning down cities. Democrats have spent all this time endorsing and enabling violent riots that left billions in property damage and 47 dead across the United States. Democrats are on record supporting violence when it serves their cause, in their own words, on social media, on interviews, and on fundraising platforms, Act Blue.
So Democrats can say, quote, I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country while there are uprisings happening around the country. But they impeached the president of the United States for saying peacefully and patriotically, make your voices heard. Democrats can say,
you know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives. And unfortunately, there's plenty to go around.
Quote, you know, there needs to be unrest in the streets while there is unrest in the streets. But they're going to impeach the president for saying peacefully and patriotically, make your voices heard.
Make no mistake here. The hypocrisy of the left is on full display. Quote, go to the Hill. Get in the face of some Congress people. We've got to fight in Congress, fight in the courts, fight in the streets. Take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. Take him, go and take Trump out tonight. Sound familiar?
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
Burning cars and smashed windows. A small group of protesters dressed in black, their faces covered, armed with hammers and bricks. Facing off with thousands of officers on site, many in riot gear, confronting them with flashbang grenades and pepper spray. Before the swearing-in ceremony even began, protesters tried to block checkpoint entrances. During President Trump's speech, several demonstrators were escorted out of the area. Several officers injured during the protest today, and more than 100 people arrested.
Instead of throwing a blanket of calm and unification over the raging fire of frustration, the Corporocratic Country Club responds with gasoline.
After the attack on our Capitol, I hope that the Congress can finally come together and do something to address this threat.
Senator Dick Durbin's Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act would establish offices at the DOJ, the FBI, and the Department of Homeland Security to prevent future attacks like the one this week at the U.S. Capitol.
It would require these offices to regularly assess the domestic terrorism threat.
This man is dangerous. He has defied the Constitution. He's incited sedition, and he must be removed.
If we fail to remove a white supremacist president who incited a white supremacist insurrection, it's communities like Missouri's 1st District that suffer the most. The 117th Congress must understand that we have a mandate to legislate in defense of black lives. The The first step in that process is to root out white supremacy, starting with impeaching the white supremacist in chief. Thank you, and I yield back.
Amongst themselves, the left foments a dangerous communistic narrative, deeming all conservatives as subhuman trash. As the Palmer Report tweeted, conservatives cannot be teachers, police officers, doctors, lawyers, coaches, or bosses. It's constitutionally unfair to others who are subjected to the conservatives' deranged judgment. Conservatives can do menial work until they are ready to join the human race. Palmer is essentially calling for the very same Chinese-style re-education labor camps that former PBS counsel Michael Beller was arrogantly bragging about in a Project Veritas investigation.
They're nice. They have Sesame Street characters in the classroom, and they watch PBS all day.
I'm gonna go home and watch it.
It's good to live in a place where people are, you know, educated and know stuff. And can you imagine if you lived in one of these other towns or states where everybody's just too stupid?
Of course, PBS's Beller went further, smirking as he targeted America's children for the ultimate suffering. While the narrative poisons the gullible via the Mockingbird media,
there are millions of Americans, almost all white, almost all Republicans, who somehow need to be deprogrammed. It's as if they are members of a cult, the Trumpist cult, and we have to be deprogrammed. Do you have any idea how we start that process, much less complete it?
What ultimately breaks that power structure in the South is enforcement, right? There has to be consequences. And then once you get those consequences, I think then people have to take a second look at their actions, and they have to be much more afraid to do the types of kind of violence that we saw this week, last week, the violence that we've seen building, you know, with what happened in Michigan, the violence that's being threatening now. What has long been the case in this country is that we have wanted to quickly move on to reconciliation when it comes to this sort of divide. We've always been afraid that if you actually punish those kind of white nationalist element in our society, it will only make things worse. But in fact, what history shows is not reacting, not forcing accountability, only emboldens those people and those movements. So I think there has to be some real accountability. There has to be some enforcement of the laws. And then after that, I think, is when you can start trying to build reconciliation.
If you voted for Trump, you voted for the person who the Klan supported. You voted for the person who Nazis support. You voted for the person who the alt-right supports. That's the crowd that you are in.
Biden's army of Soros-funded anarchists continue their maelstrom of terror on middle America as if it's business as usual. There is only one obvious path ahead of the left's veiled weather underground Cloward and Piven style rhetoric. 4 years of pushing America closer and closer to their civil war.
We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech and big pharma are all pushing the COVID's most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying inside the nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons and are super deadly. And now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they give vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record, it does that. Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases. But they tell you, safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine princess can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link. TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video. Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight-up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high-quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high-quality storable food with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Thank you so much for being here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, I have some new updates for you about what is on sale there at the InfoWars store. The sale is called The Globalist Storm is Here, and we're asking you to stock up now and support the tip of the spear. Pollen Block is 25% off. That is selling fast. Alpha Power is 50% off and selling fast. Pure Turmeric Extract is 50% off, also selling out fast. So if you want to get any of those top shelf products, you're going to want to go to InfoWarsStore.com as soon as possible. Pollen Block, Alpha Power, and the Pure Turmeric Extract. We also have Super Male Vitality back in stock and Survival Shield X2 back in stock. Both of those products, 50% off as well. Alpha Power, Chill Force, Lung Cleanse, Survival Shield X3, and Pure Turmeric Extract, all of that 50% off. And we ask you to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now to support this program and everything we do here at InfoWars, Band.video, NewsWars, 79days.news, TheResistance.video. I mean, we're constantly having to grow and morph and mutate and try to get around the censorship that has targeted us from the very beginning. But we're still here thanks to the foresightedness of Alex Jones setting up InfoWarsStore.com and giving our viewers a place where they can support us and get great products in the process. That's the 360 win. Well, let's go out to your phone calls. Craig in Illinois. says there's new Ruby Freeman footage. Of course, Ruby Freeman was the woman caught on video taking out the ballots from underneath the table in Georgia and counting them once they had forced all of the observers to leave. Craig, you say there's new footage. I have not seen new footage. What do you got for me, Craig?
This morning, I wake up and I see new footage of her and her daughter basically discussing with the supervisor on how they're going to pull these ballots out from under the table and steal the election. So it's pretty convincing footage.
I've not seen that. Where can I find that video?
I saw it on the Donald.win.
Mm.
Chat. Basically, it's hard to find it anywhere, probably. They're probably shutting it down. But basically, they explain the whole plan out. It's all on camera. Someone, if they could actually, like, narrow down, take some of the background noise out of the audio, it'd be a lot easier to hear. But someone put subtitles up, and you can hear most of it pretty clearly.
Okay,
yeah. Disgusting.
Yeah, I'm seeing it here. All right, we'll pull this video and show it to people today. But yeah, why don't you tell us what happens in it?
Well, basically, what I'm picking up is that they get upset that there's poll watchers and they're possibly too close to be able to see what they're about to do. So they call over the supervisor and they're discussing with him, you know, how are we going to do this? And then they're like, okay, well, you're the boss, kind of, you know, we'll listen to what you say. And he says, well, we're going to be here all night, you know. He said that he says he's paying him $100 an hour, which is pretty wild. And this is all before the water main supposedly burst. I'm believing so. Just
all right. Well,
doesn't really make any sense. It should be like, you know, the smoking gun right here. This is ridiculous. There's been like three different scenarios where they've been caught in this exact situation. If this does not prove it, I don't know what else would. But you know, people actually have to look into this.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't do the investigation, you'll never find the evidence. Well, we have that video now, and we'll pull that so we have the audio with it, and we'll try to play that within this hour, possibly the next. Thank you for letting us know about this.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Harrison, for everything you're doing, man. You've been great lately.
Oh, thank you very much, sir, and I really do appreciate that tip. It's so funny. It's like I spend all day, every day looking at the news. I mean, there's no waking hour of my life that I'm not tuned in to what's going on. And then it's like, oh, did you hear this massive bombshell undercover video came out? And it's like, nope, I missed it somehow. I don't know. I mean, this is what it takes, I guess. It takes the human intelligence network that InfoWars has, at least in some part, helped build and helped inspire throughout the country. So we thank everybody so much for sending us tips and this information, or just doing it yourself, just getting it out yourself on your Twitter account or the Donald.win, which was basically the subreddit, the Donald, that did a huge, huge part in getting Donald Trump elected, turning people like me onto Donald Trump. I'll tell you, the Donald on Reddit was one of the most powerful tools because it got in there before the censorship came down. You remember for a long time, Reddit was all Bernie Sanders all the time. And it was constantly like, I'm going to eat ramen for a month because I just gave all of my money to Bernie Sanders. We're going to do this. And then like right underneath that, it would be a post from the Donald being like, I haven't given any money. I just make memes and we're winning everything. And it was, I remember that post and that dichotomy where it was like, oh my God, these guys are onto something. Here on one side, on the left, you have people just suffering and sacrificing everything and just failing. They just lose constantly and they're sad and they're dour and they're upset and they're just giving everything they have to this total con man who just sells them out to the Democratic Party. And on this other side, you have people who are like joyous, having a great time, making funny memes, and they're winning everything. And it was like, that was like one of the first things that like opened my eyes to just being like, yeah, I want to be in that crowd. I want to be with the winners who are having a great time and succeeding wildly rather than the losers who are suffering, putting themselves through misery and not even getting what they want. Yeah, pretty simple binary there. If you're going to ask me to choose, I'll go with the fun, super happy, hilarious crowd. So, of course, they had to get rid of that. They had to get rid of that real fast. First, they took it over and they purged all of the non-establishment kind of stuff from the Donald. They slowly whittled it down and then eventually deleted it outright. And by the way, there's only a very small number of people who work at Reddit. It's like some of these other companies, Facebook, tens of thousands of people, Twitter is a little smaller, but still several thousand people. But like Reddit is a huge source of information for a ton of people and really goes unexamined when we talk about censorship. But it is one of the most draconian practitioners of censorship. So anyway, him bringing up the Donald.win, I need to add that to my news rotation because I don't have the habit of going there quite yet, but I should. From New York Times, Reddit bans forum dedicated to supporting Trump. Twitter permanently suspends his allies who spread conspiracy theories. Remember, conspiracy theory is just something they haven't admitted to yet. That's essentially what it means. All right, let's go to Brandon in California. On the topic of tech tyranny, thanks for calling in, Brandon. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Harrison?
Good, thank you.
Man, I just want to say I really appreciate you guys. You know, I buy all your products. I have, I just got my first order of storable food, X2, Brainforce, krill oil, all of it. It's all great. I basically doubled my pay during this crazy pandemic since I've been using y'all supplements.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah, I hear crazy stories. I had a friend who was like, yeah, I started taking X2 and I sleep an hour less every night. It's like, that's pretty cool. I mean, you never know how these things are going to affect your body, but it's going to be positive. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and, you know, I really appreciate, you know, y'all put out a peaceful message. You know, you say don't shoot till you see the whites of their eyes. For me, though, like I don't know who else is feeling this way, but, like, I'm starting to feel like the whites of their eyes are visible, you know? Like, it's creeping into my family, man. Like I had to spend this Christmas on a – it wasn't even Christmas. I had to spend a separate day going to my grandma's house. And, you know, it was just me and my girlfriend, and we were in the living room all separated. You know, other family members had to go on different days. And, you know, I don't believe in it, but I'm going to respect my grandma, you know, in her house and wear my mask. I couldn't even hug her, you know. My father's a 20-year Air Force veteran, and he's calling Ashley Babbitt a domestic terrorist.
Right.
And it makes me shake. You know what I mean? Like, I see a lot of negative space on Facebook, and it's all white, you know? And I don't even think it's an eye, you know? It's more like a sword coming right out of these phones into people's heads.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are feeling like you're feeling. I think a lot of people are on this level. And this is the interesting thing to me. Thank you so much for the call, Brandon. You know, they have 20,000 troops in the Capitol right now, even more on the way, 25,000. Do they think this anger they've inspired is going to just be over once Biden's inaugurated? No, this is a permanent thing they're setting up for all of us.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high quality storable food with huge discounts as big as $850. Discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight-up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high-quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high-quality storable food, with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can. I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I am here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watched Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
The incredible information just keeps coming, folks. Still ahead in today's program, we will be watching that Project Veritas video with Jack Dorsey, him talking to his minions about how they're going to not just eliminate Donald Trump, but that will simply be the beginning of a rolling wave of censorship that they claim is helping to prevent real-world violence, while violent insurrectionists actually do plot on their and organize on their platform. We'll be talking about Jade Sacker, who is a CNN. I don't know if she's an employee, a contributor. She worked for NPR and all these others. She was with John Sullivan, caught on video, celebrating the fact that they helped to incite the violence, and then saying, oh, you're not filming this, are you? And he's like, no, I'll delete it. It's like, oopsies. Oh, sorry, Jaden X, what a cringe movement you all are a part of. I've never seen somebody more privileged than liberal activists. I mean, you want to talk about privilege? There's only one thing that gives you privilege in our society, and it's serving the system. Here he is as the star of an Uber commercial, right? He gets to go on CNN. He's got all these connections. He is, by the way, the adopted son of a general, an army general. His brother apparently is like a Proud Boy activist. It's all very orchestrated. It's all very controlled. It's all very systematically applied. I mean, if you just serve the system, if you just spout the talking points that they want you to spout, if you happen to be a little bit charismatic or able to lead people a little bit, literally it's just billionaires being like, oh, here's a commercial deal. Oh, here's some contacts with NBC and CNN. Why don't you go over here? Here's some plane tickets. Why don't you go over here? Here's a nice hotel. Go stay there. Here's a Visa card full of money. Why don't you go round some people up? And these fools, these idiots are just like, I'm fighting the system. I'm a revolutionary. Oh, really? Wow. That's very, very interesting, sir, because you are literally licking the boot as you're trying to talk. It's hard to hear you with that boot in your mouth. Truly incredible. We got this video. I want to go ahead and play this now. brought to our attention by our first caller. And apparently it's a little bit slow in the beginning, but it's necessary to sort of set the groundwork, and then we'll continue to go through the whole thing. This is a behind-the-scenes look at Ruby Freeman as they were plotting and planning their voter fraud that they're going to carry out. So let's go ahead and roll this video, and I will read the subtitles. So this is the 4th of November election night. Here we have Shay Moss. That's Ruby Freeman's daughter. Shay says, I think he's comparing notes. Ruby says, I hope he don't watching. He is watching his kids. So they're looking at a poll watcher and being like, is he distracted? Is he looking? Can we cheat? Essentially what they're saying. So she calls for Ralph Jones Sr., Ralph Jones Jr., who's the manager of this, the supervisor of all these people. She's calling out to him because she's concerned that the election poll watcher is doing his job. And they're like, okay, we got to get the manager over here so we can commit our nefarious deeds while they're not watching. Ruby says they look real serious and they should be something. Ralph Jones Sr., top election official of Fulton County. Ralph says, here it goes. Is there something you can... Shane's... Whoever made this, you are not putting up the things for long enough. Ruby says, hey, dog, he crazy as S about this whole thing. Crazy about what I did. Ralph said, you should be. Ralph says, there's nothing we can do. We have to stay here all night. Okay. And Ruby says, push all that back. Ralph said, what are you saying? 30,000 ballots is the official. Shay says, I'm going to vote. It's time to consider taking out the boxes and doing our thing. That is what you want. So yeah, so he's saying, yeah, sorry, we're going to have to stay here all night because we can't do it right now because there's still poll watchers. Shay looks at the poll watcher and makes a hand gesture. Ralph says, I'm sure you see things you're not going to mistake. 1,000 to 2,000, do you copy? Well, I hope you can do something simple about it come sometime Friday. We took them up already. Ralph says, we took them up already, Washington and the Hill. Problem is, we asked you to do something about it. You make an announcement here and you make a movement tomorrow about it. After it, you do something about it. Take the boxes and get me some results. You're the supervisor, part of our county. Offer excuses, make an announcement. Okay, so they're talking about how to clear all these people out. We're paying $100 an hour. Offer excuses. $100 an hour to cheat. Man said loudly, so you wanted to... Listen carefully, you can be heard. He's saying, you know, you got to be quiet. People can hear what you're saying as they're scheming to get all these people out. We are staying after. Man says, okay. Well, they were idiots, he says. Ruby says, drive me crazy. This included, I really mean it. Shay says, stay out of it. Shay says, we have an entire evening to wipe this over and over. Sethman can unlock the machine. The problem is we just have three machines. It's impossible to watch the flip machine. I thought we were just going to get another one. I'll hop on the machine, Shay says. Shay says we'll need 3,000 people to stop it at this point. To stop it. Stop Donald Trump's victory. Including the count crew upstairs. All right, do you still think this is going to be possible, Ruby says. No confidence. Be positive, Ruby says. She's drinking out of a ketchup bottle? So I'm a little bit confused as to what that was. Clearly, they're very upset that the poll watchers were watching them. I think we can probably clean up that audio and get a little bit more clear what exactly they're saying. But this would just be another level of proof. I mean, we already have them doing it on camera. So this is them planning what they're going to do. So we already know what they did. If we were just watching this, it'd be like, well, what are they talking about? We don't really know. Well, we saw what they did. So that's what they were talking about, what they would eventually do. We have the video of them taking the ballot boxes out. We have the video of them telling the poll watchers to leave and then continuing to work after. We have the video of them running the same ballots over and over again. And that's just in Fulton County, Georgia. We also have the audio in Detroit of the people training the ballot counters, training them how to use COVID-19 as an excuse to kick out poll watchers, use COVID-19 as an excuse to keep poll watchers so far away they can't observe what they're doing. Explicitly, this is what is on tape, them discussing this thing exactly. They're also talking about how to trick people into thinking that they vote when actually you're just going to put their vote in the destroy pile. All of that is from a single video from the Detroit training session. We have, there you go, video of them blocking the windows from the poll watchers. That's what you do when you're doing something right, right? When you're doing something good, you block everybody else from seeing it. When you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you cheer when the poll observers get kicked out. And again, this is just in Fulton County, Georgia, in Detroit. I believe that them blocking the windows was in Detroit. I mean, the level of evidence that we have for the widespread, systematic, well-planned voter fraud is overwhelming. Meanwhile, the largest investigation of all time is going on, getting people who took selfies at the Capitol. The FBI just pouring resources in, 1,000 different agents going through 10,000 hours of footage, tracking down everybody, facial recognition. They're putting up digital signs with people's faces on it saying wanted. I mean, it's just all forces go when it comes to boomers walking around waving an American flag inside the Capitol and taking photos. And perhaps, I mean, the guy that you see with his feet up at Nancy Pelosi's desk, he's been arrested now. What was his crime? He took a postcard because he's like, well, I accidentally got my blood on the postcard, so I thought I'd take it, and I left a quarter on the desk to pay for it. That's what he said. There's the postcard that he took. That is terrorism. That must be hunted with every last penny the FBI has. Every last resource they control must be wielded against the American people to destroy their lives forever. Send them to jail for decades. This is sedition. This is insurrection. Meanwhile, on tape, stealing the election blatantly in real time all over the country in a few very choice districts where the numbers don't match up at all. Mathematically, it makes no sense. Crime must have occurred and nothing has happened about it. No arrests have been made in those certain circumstances. Arrests have been made, and we'll discuss those on the other side. It's American Journal. The second hour begins in just a minute. Stay with us, folks.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth, create a planetary universal income, which of course the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
3, 2, 1.
Back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available. In this 1 minute ad, I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
I can't believe we just heard Ruby Freeman and her daughter discussing a flip machine. Oh, you gotta get the flip machine. Oh, well, we only have three machines. We're gonna have to get a lot of votes if we want to turn this thing around. Absolutely incredible. Of course, there has been multiple arrests yesterday. The woman from San Antonio. It's like Project Veritas went undercover, caught this woman vote harvesting, and then caught her on camera selling votes. You know, just cash, just like, here's how much votes are, you know, $5 a vote, $10 a vote, you know, whatever she charges. I can get you 2,000, I can get you 5,000, whatever. This is what I do. That's what she says. Then they have her on video going to, harvest a ballot from this old lady who's voted for Donald Trump. And she sits there going, oh, didn't you mean to vote for Joe Biden? Don't you want to vote for Joe Biden? Then she gets in the car and goes, yeah, what I just did there, super illegal, super illegal what I just did. Like, you have no idea how illegal that is. So she got arrested. So congratulations on the bare minimum, just the absolute bare minimum. I'm surprised we got even that. But yes, somebody who is on camera admitting what I'm doing right now is illegal and here's me doing it. She got arrested. So well done. She probably won't spend a day in jail. Nobody will report on this other than us here at InfoWars and a few other right wing outlets. But you'll continue to hear the term baseless, the baseless theory of widespread voter fraud. It's like, well, they did arrest the person that was on video doing it. So I guess that's the bare minimum. And I guess, you know, it's good that there are just thousands of FBI agents just pouring everything they have into arresting every single, you know, grandmother and grandfather who was taking selfies to show their grandchildren. Hey, look, I'm in Nancy Pelosi's office. Isn't this funny? Domestic terrorist, 20 years in prison. You'll never see your family again. You'll never see a sunrise in your life. You'll live the rest of your life in a cold concrete cell, you terrorist. Meanwhile, people just blatantly stealing our election. Wars have been fought for far less than this, ladies and gentlemen. Far, far, far less. I want to go quickly. We have time here to the video of Jack Dorsey talking about censoring Donald Trump. Here it is. Project Veritas, clip number 4, Jack Dorsey video. From Twitter.
You should always feel free to express yourself in whatever format manifestation feels right. We do intend to do a full retro, as I said in my note. It is going to take some time. And then the other thing, just to close out a little bit, we are focused on one account right now. But this is going to be much bigger than just one account, and it's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week, the next few weeks. It's going to go on beyond the inauguration. We have to expect that. We have to be ready for that. So the focus is certainly on this account and how it ties to real world violence, but also we need to think much longer term around how these dynamics play out over time. I don't believe this is going away anytime soon. And the moves that we're making today around QAnon, for instance, is one such example of a much broader approach that we should be looking at and going deeper on. So the team has a lot of work and a lot of focus on this particular issue. But we also need to give them the space and the support to focus on the much bigger picture because it is not going away. The U.S. is extremely divided. Our platform is showing that every single day. And our role is to protect the integrity of that conversation and do what we can to make sure that no one is being harmed based off that. And that is the focus, and that is the color we want to provide.
There you have it. Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter, recorded by one of his own employees, an insider whistleblower at Twitter, recorded saying this is going to be much bigger than just one account, revealing some censorship. You can see our motto at Veritas, our organization protected by an army of citizen patriots. We've had over a dozen people reach out to us this week with video, evidence inside Twitter. Stay tuned. They may be private companies, but they have more power than all three branches of government. Veritas tips. at protonmail.com.
Incredible. We'll be right back, folks.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high quality storable food with huge discounts as big as $850. Discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour has begun. American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video, Infowarsstore.com is how you support everything that we do here. Go there now to take advantage of the incredible Stop the Storm sale. Keep back the globalist storm. That is what is coming down on us, a hurricane of censorship and destruction, with people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez now advocating, along with Duke professors, a commission for truth to eliminate right-wing voices through the power of the government. And big tech is, of course, their lackey and compatriot in this attempt. This is a total corporate takeover of our country with the sole purpose of disenfranchising and eliminating our native population, who actually upholds and respects and reveres the policies, the beliefs, the morals that this country was founded on. Because it's all about control at the end of the day. That's what you have to realize. Obviously, there are different groups that are targeted, whether it's racial, whether it's religious. It's the groups that embody and fight for freedom that must be eliminated, those that are willingly subjecting themselves to slavery and dependency are celebrated and upheld, and it has nothing to do with their espoused beliefs, these people doing this. I mean, think about it. China, most racist country in the world as far as I'm concerned. They don't seem to care about that. China does not have immigrants. There are no immigrants in China, as far as I can tell. Maybe 1,000 people a year in a country of a billion, while we take in over a million that we know about, right? Oh, but we're the bad guys, obviously. You know, China, they'll throw you in jail for life for distributing pornography. Funny, because here it's like, if you dare not let us watch that stuff, you are a tyrant. It's like, I don't know. You really got to pay attention to what people do, who they actually target, and just know that all of the excuses that they use are just BS. They're just lies. Just stop believing them. It's very simple to just stop believing them. Anyway, I'm going to go out to CAD in Florida. Ken Clement prophecies. I remember that guy, really incredible stuff. It was like in 2006 or something. It was years ago. And he's like, Donald Trump's going to be president. Donald Trump was chosen by God. Chad in Florida. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Great. Yeah, I just wanted to bring this up because I think everybody's kind of going through the same thing right now. I know you're going through it. Alex is going through it as well. Everybody's kind of confused and just not really knowing what's going on right now. So, I found these Ken Clement videos, and I challenge everybody just to go on YouTube and look at these videos. There's a bunch of different videos out there, but like you said, they're from 2007, 2011, 2014. The interesting thing is that Ken Clement died about 3 weeks after Donald Trump was elected. And he died of a brain bleed, I think, and he had some other medical issues. But anyway, I want people to go there because right now we're getting to the point where God is our is our main hope. It's us, and we need to be unified under God for this battle. And he talks about some very interesting things. He talks about that two Supreme Court justices will step down due to the embarrassment. He talks about, but interesting things coming up. He says that in the Middle East, there's always been peace, or I'm sorry, there's always been war. And there's times of peace and times of war. And he said that when the peace treaties start to be signed, that's when I will be looking down from heaven. And what has been holding me back will not hold me back anymore. And it kind of gets me emotional when I talk about it, because it's very powerful stuff. And so I think something really big is coming. But he talks about that they're planning something for New York again. And I think this is going to be their last ditch effort. He said it's going to be different than 9/11, but the bottom line is that we're going to be looking at a different world coming up here soon, I believe. And I think we all need to be looking to God for answers, because when I get to the point where I get down and out on these days, you know, I have my days through this whole thing. And I always go back to those videos, and I've listened to them many, many times, the same ones, and I pick up stuff every time. And I think if people were to go and watch those videos, they would be absolutely floored on how accurate he has been to this point. And he says that that this is the restoration period right now, and the fortunes of Zion will be coming back to us. So, I wanted to get that out, because I think a lot of people are in dark places right now. And I think we need some positivity.
Mm. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that call, Chad. And yeah, those videos are very interesting. I mean, the most interesting thing about them is that they came out so many years before anybody even really recognized Donald Trump as a political figure. And I can't imagine hearing that prophecy in 2006 or whenever it was made and going, just rolling your eyes and being like, right, Donald Trump's going to be president. And then 10 years later, it actually happens, really makes you pause and think. And yeah, essentially the prophecy he made was that Trump would get in, Trump would expose all the wickedness. And essentially, like, by the end of Trump's reign, they would have to, like, all of these evil people would, you know, all of the evil media outlets and all these things would basically have to bend the knee to Trump, metaphorically, and say, he was right all along, and they'll attack him and they'll hate him for a while, but by the end it will be so undeniable what he's done, whether for their own survival or just honesty in general, they have to acknowledge what he's done. Now, the simple matter of the fact is Trump holds all the cards. Trump is literally Caesar standing, you know, riding his horse, stamping at the banks of the Rubicon, deciding, do I cross this or not? And knowing that history hangs in the balance. And that if he doesn't cross, he'll be destroyed. His movement will be destroyed. The corrupt people who have led our once great republic down a destructive path will reign and continue to reign. Or he can cross the Rubicon. He can do what he needs to do. He can get these people out. He still has the power. He is still president for less than a week now. He holds all the cards, so while I am not holding out much hope that he'll do anything with it, it's literally like he's sitting there playing poker. The ante in is the history of the world. That's what's at stake. That's what we're betting on. He's sitting there with a royal flush, and he's like, I might just fold. I might just fold, you know? I got Jack through ace all in diamonds, and I'll just fold. Maybe I'll just give it up, and I'll just hand over this, you know, the most valuable pot in history over to my enemies. So that's what he might do. I don't know. I wouldn't do it if I was him. I'd go all in. I'd show my cards. I would defeat the enemies. I would set America and the world back on a path towards righteousness, towards freedom, towards liberty, and away from the socialist hell that they're trying to establish with the clear coordination between all of the largest corporations in the world, all of the largest, controlled governments in the world. They're all arrayed against you. You have all of the weapons in your hands and you're just going to lay down and give it up and turn it over. I don't know. That's not the type of thing Trump normally does, but if that's what he does, it's inexcusable. It will be a betrayal like no other. I mean, if Donald Trump doesn't do anything and lets himself go out of office, I mean, they're going to kill him or they're going to put him in jail or they're going to drive him into exile and he'll go down in history as a combination between Benedict Arnold and Adolf Hitler. If that's what he wants to do, that's his right to do it. He's the president. He is an independent human being. He can make that decision or he can make the decision to become Caesar 2.0. And he's got the full force and weight of 75 million heavily armed, pissed off patriots at his back. So it's all up to him now. Old Trump, old Trumpy Bear, as my sister calls him. Old Trumpy Bear holds all the cards. And if he wants to play them, then we have a hope. And if he wants to fold with a royal flush, then we just surrender that entire bounty of the rest of the history of the world to the enemies of humanity. And we go down in flames. It's up to him at this point.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at Infowars.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I am here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watch Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones' show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old going on 20 thanks to this info. War store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night. So I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense. Now you gotta follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing.
We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Back out to the phone calls. Reuben in New York wants to talk about the religion of the elites. Let's just hear what he has to say. Reuben in New York, thanks for calling and thanks for holding. You're on the air, sir. Reuben in New York.
Good morning.
Oh, hi. Yes, I hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you now.
Yes. I have an obligation to let humanity know what's going on. I know you said that I can say whatever I want when we call in. I mean, we can speak our mind, correct?
Go for it.
Okay. Bottom line here is that the elites have a religion. Their religion is to let us know what they're going to do before they do it. Excuse me. Clearing my throat. The elites have a religion. They need to let us know what they're going to do before they do it, bottom line. If you watch TV predictive programming, it's all on TV. And bottom line here, you guys might not like this, but Alex Jones is the Bible, is their Bible. That's how I feel. I'm pissed off because Alex is their Bible.
Alex is their Bible?
Yes. He's part of the elite. He's part of the deep state. You can't tell me no because he is. I'm pissed off. Alex Jones is their Bible.
If you could turn down whatever you're using to listen to us, we're getting a lot of feedback here. I'm hearing my own voice come back at me. I just don't really understand. Alex Jones is their Bible. I mean, they do have to tell us what they do before they do it. That's why we're able to predict what they do so accurately, because we're just listening to what they say they're going to do, and then we report on that, and then they do it, and then it looks like we know how to predict. But really, we're just telling you what they say. I mean, I'll tell you, I'm not a part of the deep state by any stretch of the imagination. And what I've seen from working here for 3 years at this point, 4 years almost, I have seen no evidence of deep state manipulation. I get up here every day and I say whatever I want, and I say whatever I think I see going on in the news. So I don't know. I don't know what you mean, Reuben.
Yeah, well, you know what? You better run and run as fast as you can. You should get out of there.
All right. Well, I don't think I will anytime soon.
Well, thank you, Alex, for lying to us. Goodbye.
Goodbye. All right. I honestly do not understand what just happened. Let's go now to Cajun in Louisiana. Thanks for calling in, Cajun. You're on the air.
Yeah, dude, that dude was wild.
You got quite an act to follow up, sir.
I guess first I'll do a product plug. Buy storable food. It literally makes perfect sense. Like, last 25 years, like, what's to lose? I don't get why people are so against storable food. But to the Capitol riot, I have to agree with you. I really don't think that the whole thing was really that bad. Like, people were walking inside the Velvet Rope. These people are, like, terrorists. It's ridiculous. Like, they're living in an upside-down world.
Hey, I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you, Cajun. If you wouldn't mind just making sure you're talking right into your phone. But I agree with you. Yeah, the Capitol riot, it wasn't really, I mean, if you want to talk about mostly peaceful, you're talking about 99.9% of people there completely peaceful, didn't even plan on going into the Capitol. A lot of them just saw, like, the police opening the doors, and they're like, hey, look, we can go in. And that act is, like, has them as domestic terrorists now, and has their video and their photos being shown on CNN. You know, here they're, I mean, look at this. They're literally not even walking through the satin ropes, the velvet ropes that keep them, in position. Like, they're literally just touring the Capitol. This is what they're calling 9/11. This is what they're calling Pearl Harbor. This is what they're saying is giving them the justification to destroy free speech. And look at the Capitol police are just like wandering by them, like waving to them. I mean, it's absurd to claim that this was an insurrection, that this was a coup. I mean, if this was an insurrection and a coup, every one of these people would have a rifle and they'd still be in the Capitol to this day. We'd have a new government. Everybody in Congress would be completely eliminated if that's what they wanted to do. They had the manpower there. There was no protection to stop them from doing it. If that's what they wanted, that's what they would have done. We see what they wanted to do. They wanted to protest. They wanted to express themselves. They wanted to participate in our democracy, and that's being called complete terrorism. So, Cajun, yeah, if you can just make sure to speak into directly into your headset or your phone, I want to be able to hear you well, but continue, sir.
Yeah, and one other point I wanted to make is there's a point whenever you see tear gas getting launched into like a crowd of these patriots that were around the Capitol, and it just makes me remember, I think it was Austin during some of the Black Lives Matter protests where a tear gas canister got launched into a group that was pinned up against the wall on the side of an interstate after they were barricading the interstate, and all you could ever hear was these people whining about, oh my God, look at these like Gestapo like pinning these people against the wall, shooting with tear gas. And, like, you see milk in all these people's eyes and water. But I didn't see any of these Trump supporters, like, dying on the side, begging for water and milk in their eyes. All these people are just soy boy betas. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, honestly, watching the videos, that was, from the day it happened, that was exactly what I saw. Is like, and again, it's the Antifa tactic, right? The reason they have the black bloc tactic is because they hide their faces. They're all in a big group and they sort of surge forward as a group. And as soon as the cops push back, they all like turn and run. I mean, they're like little sheep, you know, running around, you know, making sure they're always surrounded and protected. Meanwhile, like the Patriots go out, they're out there celebrating, they're out there doing it. And like a cop hits them and they're just like, F you. And they hit them back. Like it's just, it's like the very smallest. Yeah. It's the smallest amount of like pushback. And the police collapse in front of it. It just goes to show how useless and ineffective Antifa truly is. I mean, look at these cowards, these scumbags holding plywood and umbrellas. And they're like, we're warriors. We're fighting the system. Meanwhile, the system is just sitting in their ivory towers, watching this play out on the ground, laughing their asses off. I mean, they think it's truly hilarious how, controlled and pointless Antifa truly is.
Yeah, it's a complete, like, Owen said, the clown world we're living in right now.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. I'm just going to reiterate what Alex and all these people have been saying. Please don't go and be crazy idiots in these armed protests going towards D.C. Guys, don't ruin this for everybody.
Yeah, hey, look, I've said it before. If there's one thing that we've learned from the last week, it's that we do not have the same privileges as the left. We are not allowed to get rowdy. We're not allowed to protest. We're not allowed to express ourselves. And, you know, somebody, you know, tweeted out this thing of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted out. She's like, when you're going out to protest, make sure not to bring your phone. Don't bring anything that they can, you know, arrest you with.
And nuts.
Yeah. Sorry, K. John. I'm having a lot of trouble hearing you. We're going to let you go and move on to other callers. But very good call. And I thank you for your input here. But, you know, people were mad at her for posting this. It's like, well, first of all, she's right. You know, they are tracking cell phone location data. They are using facial recognition data. They are tracking you down and destroying you for daring to participate in what they've been doing for a year. Only they do it more violently. They do it more destructively and they do it more pointlessly where they're attacking their fellow Americans, where these people were actually petitioning and trying to get their concerns known to the people with actual power, like an actual legitimate protest should do. But we don't have the luxury of the First Amendment anymore. We don't have the luxury of just believing that our law enforcement is on our side. So this is a really great wake-up call. And the number one thing that we need to learn is don't telegraph your actions. Don't talk about what you're going to do. And if you go there, understand that you're participating in dissent against an all-powerful system that will use every resource at its disposal to destroy you and ruin your life and take your children. So behave in that manner. This is the new reality. Act like it.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar by 360 Win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up. on high-quality storable food with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive. Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. InfoWars.com. NewsWars.com, Band.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video, TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link, TheResistance.video, TheResistance.video.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio, is a fortress all in ruins that the weeds have overgrown.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's American Journal. We're sticking with phone calls this program, trying to get as many as possible. Joe in Vermont has called in and says people that went inside the Capitol ruined everything. Thanks for calling in, Joe. You're on the air.
Morning, Harrison. I live in Vermont. I spoke to you before in the war room. I'm calling for a couple of reasons, first of which is I have a Republican governor here, Phil Scott, who openly voted for Joe Biden and is basically the most anti-Trump governor ever. Brags about how good we're doing. We have, like, no cases here, but, of course, nobody lives here. But I've also wanted to talk about what happened at the Capitol because I'm kind of mad about that. You know, we were going to actually have congressional hearings. People were contesting the certification. And then, you know, the people went into the Capitol before Trump was even done speaking, which is, like, ridiculous. Then, you know, they just use that as a huge smear campaign. And it's just like we're all bad people now because of, you know, the actions of a few. And, you know, then they stopped the hearings. They reversed it and they certified this guy. And it's like, you know what? There's no more election fraud because people went to the Capitol all of a sudden. Like,
Well, yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean? These guys just changed their mind.
Yeah, that's one of the most ridiculous things. People were going to object to the election before, then the riot happens, and like later that day, they're like, I'm no longer object. Oh, so that evidence wasn't true. The thing you were going to object to didn't actually happen. It was an excuse they used to not object, but I don't think the objections would have necessarily done anything. I don't think, they were going to let this not be certified either way. I think it would have been nice to actually have heard it, to actually have discussions on this, but I think it's pretty clear as a result of the Capitol riots. I mean, all of this was planned already. All of the things that they're rolling out were already in place. They could have done this at any point, whether they went into the Capitol or not, in my opinion. And a lot of the people were let into the Capitol. And yeah, now they're just using it as an excuse to say literally all Trump supporters are terrorists. I mean, people have to understand, they're saying that 75 million Americans are terrorists. It's absurd to the point of, fury. Like it doesn't make any sense at all in the slightest, except that you have to understand that these people will use any excuse that they can manufacture to destroy us. And really what they're doing now, especially with like the buildup, the FBI saying, oh, all of this stuff is going to happen. It's all MAGA groups, all militia groups. You have to understand what they're doing. They're telegraphing to their followers, the crazy Antifa, useless, failures out there. They're saying, you go out and do stuff. You go out and cause violence and we'll blame it on the Trump supporters. That's what they're telegraphing to them. They're saying it doesn't matter what the evidence is. Doesn't matter, who it was. If you go out and commit violence, we're going to blame it on the Trump supporters and use it to crack down on them. And that's what they've been telling them for years. And that's what people have come to learn, is that they can do whatever the hell they want.
Not to mention the censorship too, the censorship of Donald Trump online. I'm getting emails from the RNC now. I don't even get them from Donald Trump anymore. And that's the only way he can even get his message out about, hey, don't do violence. If you go protest, be peaceful. I got an email from the RNC two nights ago, and it's a forward from the president because he can't tweet. He can't do any of it. And it's just all part of this huge smear campaign.
Yeah. They took away his, whoever his email server list was, probably had tens of millions of people on it. They just took that away from him, removed that from him. So, yeah, I mean,
the only way to even say, hey, we don't support violence. We don't, and he's doing what he can to at least get the word out. But I mean, it's like the RNC email list, like that's not nearly as big as his Twitter following and all these other, all these other platforms. And, I had to go and screenshot that and share that on Facebook and my other outlets there, because it's like everybody else thinks he's calling for violence because CNN says so. Crazy.
That is literally the craziest part, is that he came out with two videos on the 6th saying, do not commit violence, go home, be peaceful. They remove those videos, delete his Twitter, and then write articles where they're saying Twitter removed a video where Trump was calling for violence. And then everybody reports that out. So again, it's like, you have to understand, we're in a situation where all of our information outside of like InfoWars, Gateway Pundit, like a few other outlets, is completely controlled by our enemies. And so it's like, well, Donald Trump can come out and call for peace. They'll remove the video and say he calls for violence. Trump protesters can go and peacefully protest. They'll attack the Trump protesters and then say, Trump protesters cause violence. Black Lives Matter can go out and protest. They can attack the police, and then they'll write articles saying the police caused the violence of the Black Lives Matter protests. Reality doesn't exist anymore. in the minds of most people. We know what the truth is. We know what reality is, and we'll keep pushing out this information. We'll keep telling the truth. We'll keep telling the side of the story that is dependent on, the things that you see with your eyes and the stuff that is actually happening in the world. But we're becoming increasingly small minority in the world right now. And, frankly not looking good for us. But all that means is that we have to change our tactics. I mean, a lot of people out there, and I've been saying this since Trump got elected or even before, they're acting like we're still in control. They're acting like it'll be okay for us to go out and do something, that we're constitutionally allowed and in many ways constitutionally obligated to do. You don't understand that, we are the resistance now in Vichy, France. Like, they didn't go around marching around going, Nazis are bad, Nazis are evil. It's like the Nazis would have killed them. So they didn't act that way. So now we're in the situation where we are the underground. We are the resistance. We cannot telegraph our moves. We cannot, express things in a way that's not very, very careful. We cannot participate in what we're constitutionally allowed to do because the people that are in power ostensibly to uphold the Constitution have decided the Constitution is evil and it is now subordinate to their ideology, and they'll lie and manipulate whatever they need to bring about what they desire. So that's the new world. That's the new frame that we have to see this in. And we have to start acting that way. In whatever way that makes you act, that's the way you got to start to approach things and understand that this is how things are. And really you need to, I mean, I see memes about it all the time. It's like, you know, here's that face when your coworkers are talking politics and you have to, you know, be quiet and like, you know, cause all over the country right now, whether it's your family calling in and being like, did you hear that Ashley Babbitt woman was a domestic terrorist? Or it's your coworkers being like, oh my God, can you believe if Black Lives Matter had tried this, they would have killed all of them. And all over the country are Trump supporters, tens of millions of them, sitting there quietly going, you know, in their head running through just like, that's total BS. That's a complete lie. I can't believe they're saying this. That's a total smear. They're believing lies. But outwardly, they're just like, And it's like, you can't do that anymore. You have to wake people up. You have to let them know what's going on. You have to not be scared of them. And if they try to punish you for it or something, you have to raise a huge stink about it. You have to sue them. I mean, you have to get involved. You have to do this. You have to not be a coward. You have to not let them put the fear of God into you. You have to actually fear God and understand that what you're doing by allowing this evil to thrive, you are complicit in the lie if you allow it to continue. And you have to be strategic when you do it. You can't just start raging at them and start spouting all this stuff that they don't believe. You have to not accept their premises, but you have to argue on their footing. And it's a tenuous line to go down. But you have to understand, most people in America, I believe, the vast majority of people, like, they're good people. They want to do good. They've been raised with the right morals. They are just being confused, and they think that being good is going along with this anti-human agenda. You have to enlighten them. You have to let them know what they're really involved in. You have to be fearless in your approach to this, which is why I come up here and I say the Capitol siege was a great thing. It was glorious. I'm sad that people died from it, especially Ashley Babbitt, especially Officer Sicknick, who we now know died apparently of a pre-existing medical condition, was never hit on the head with a fire extinguisher, like they said, and was also a very strong Trump supporter. So this is the world that we live in now, where a officer dies of a tragic medical emergency. He is a strong Trump supporter. They take his death, they stand on his corpse, and they say everyone like him is a domestic terrorist. So we're going to honor the domestic terrorist, or use the death of the domestic terrorist to go after all the other domestic terrorists. If Trump supporters are domestic terrorists, but the officer that died that you're predicating all this was a Trump supporter, then it's all domestic terrorists. It doesn't make any sense anymore. Reality is new. We have to deal with that.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight-up donations, that would be great because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high-quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high-quality storable food with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can. Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health. Not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the Washington Post, that is rather interesting. The title is, Will the GOP Turn Into Hezbollah? The Republican Party's Hirschman-esque quandary. The author says, what is the GOP to do? In some ways, we are seeing an emergent strategy. A significant fraction of Trump supporters are comfortable transforming the GOP into an American Hezbollah, a political party that also has an armed wing to coerce other political actors through violence. And he goes on to basically say the same BS that you hear on all sorts of mainstream media, saying, you know, oh, the Republican Party was scared of their own voters. They're scared of violence. They're all very scared. But he ends it by saying, this is a good sign that McConnell and McCarthy prefer voice to exit, because if Republicans choose the latter option, then Americans will have to read up on the history of Lebanon's civil strife. I don't think that's a bad idea. I think you should read up on the history of Lebanon strife. For example, have you ever heard of the Battle of Bint Jabil? In spite of three sustained attempts by the IDF to conquer the town, it remained in the hands of Hezbollah until the end of the war. Possibly the most lopsided, one-sided series of battles since the Alamo. You have Israel with the 35th Paratrooper Brigade, including the 101st Battalion, the 890th Battalion, the Recon Company, the Golani Brigade with the 51st Battalion, the Egos Recon Unit, the 12th Battalion, the 401st Armored Brigade with the 52nd Battalion, the 7th Armored Brigade, the 847th Armored Brigade, units from Air Force and Artillery, matching a strength of 5,000 soldiers versus the local garrison, the armed militia of that town of 100 fighters. So 5,000 versus 100.
and the 101. That's, I guess, what they're scared of. And then you have Washington Examiner. K-Tibe Hezbollah leader offers American, quote, liberation movements advice and training after U.S. Capitol riots. An Iraqi Hezbollah militant has offered to train Americans planning liberation movements in the wake of the siege of the U.S. Capitol last week. A senior military official from the Iraqi Shiite militia, Hezbollah, has offered to provide direct and indirect advice and training for liberation movements inside the United States of America, and special sites will be provided for this, reported NBC news analyst Evan Coleman on Twitter. Coleman added that it's not entirely clear if al-Askari's offer is genuine or whether this is merely Hezbollah using social media to taunt the U.S. government in the wake of last week's riot in the U.S. Capitol. Clearly, you should not accept training from foreign groups unless you want the FBI to put you in a box for the rest of your life. In no uncertain terms, you should not accept the help of training from groups like Hezbollah funded by Iran. But you can see where this conversation is going and where the elites think that this is headed. And it's just interesting that this group, Hezbollah, is coming up in the news so often. And will the GOP turn into Hezbollah? The basic misunderstanding, I think, here is that the GOP is a political party. Hezbollah became a political party. So I don't really understand how they think the GOP will become Hezbollah. I guess what they're saying is militant factions of conservatives will start violently resisting the American government, and then perhaps later have political, forces on their side. But anyway, I say take the advice of Daniel W. Dresner and read up on the history of Lebanon's civil strife, because that might give you a very clear picture as to where we're headed in the future. Let's go now to Mike on the East Coast. He says he knows the guy putting together an armed march. Good Lord, Mike. Where are you marching and why?
I'm not the one putting together the armed march. I'm aware of who is putting together the armed march. And the narrative that's being spun by the left is a little separate from the narrative that's being spun by the people that are organizing it. It's a boogaloo movement. And boogaloos have been able to communicate with both sides of the fence, including the leaders of Antifa and the BLM movement, and as far right as the Proud Boys, Patriot Prayer, and even the Oath Keepers, 3%ers. So this movement is not a left movement. This is the people that are doing this believe themselves to be patriots. So when news organizations keep disenfranchising patriots by saying that the patriots aren't the ones doing this, there is a lot of patriotic people that believe that this is the last recourse. And even the InfoWarriors, I remember when I was in D.C. for one of the last marches, over a million and some odd people chanting 1776. I mean, we're all very much so aware of what 1776 is and means. So the passion is there for the patriots to take our country back. What's kind of amazing is to see that these groups, it's much like a prison riot where, you know, the different factions that once hated one another are starting to come together as one. The American people are starting to come together as one. When I was in D.C., I stood side by side with BLM, Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, and we were all on the same goal. So this is not an Antifa insurrection. The Boogaloo movement has people infiltrated in every single aspect of it, and they utilize the different forces for different gains. For example, Antifa and the BLM people have a lot of D.C. cops under their belt, as we saw from them letting people in. This movement is across the political spectrum. The Boogaloo Boys are not left nor right. They are constitutionalists, maybe extreme constitutionalists in some people's opinions, maybe exactly what is needed in some people's opinion. But to spin it saying that patriots are not involved in this, it is wrong. I believe anybody who is willing to die, bleed, and fight for their rights and country is a patriot. Now, is this the correct way to do it or not? I don't know the answer to that. But I think by disenfranchising a whole bunch of patriots by saying that they're not as passionate I think it's causing more of a rift and division, and was ultimately going to push those people closer together to unite against the elite, which I think probably needs to happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, but it's like I was saying earlier in the program, if you try to march on Washington, armed or otherwise, you're walking into a trap, right? So this is what I mean by, like, we have to adapt to the new reality. The new reality is the First Amendment is no longer a protection. The Second Amendment is no longer a protection. So you have to deal with the situation as it lies before you, right? You have to deal with reality as it exists. And right now, the people that run our country and order our cops and control our military are against the American people completely. And if you don't, you know, act with that, you know, regard, then you're asking for trouble. So, I mean, I will say pretty unambiguously, an armed march on the Capitol while there's 20,000 National Guard troops who don't know what the hell's going on. I mean, these people are not the brightest, you know, not the sharpest tools in the shed, you might say. But yeah, look, I mean, they're putting up barbed wire. They're putting up fences. You're going to march against this? Why would you march against this? And the other thing is,
I think the idea behind that is not small numbers marching. You know, it might be a trap, but if we outnumber the people who are the trappers, well, then guess what? We've now just done what we've done in 1776. We outnumber them 3-1, boots on the ground. Now, if we can get that to show up, it doesn't matter what kind of a trap that the elite corruption has set, we would be able to take our cities and countries back.
But you understand that that type of mass, you know, critical mass that would be necessary is fairly well impossible to organize now, because you need mainstream media. You need at least big tech, you know, platforms where you can have millions of people all on the same line. Like, I don't think it's possible to get a group that big to agree on this sort of thing anymore. Do you?
I don't think at this current week that we have the massive numbers, but I think as we keep continuing to disenfranchise patriots, as we keep continuing to push people's buttons, I mean, let me ask you this. At what point is that the only option we have left before we just tuck tail and run?
I don't
see that point very far off from where we're sitting right now. We've tried everything. The corruption has gone so far up even into the Supreme Court that they won't even look at some of the cases that there's clear, obvious corruption.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, I agree. But I think it's a false dichotomy, Mike. The options are not either march on the Capitol armed in a single mass or give up and run away. That's what I'm saying. There is a third option. There are multiple other options. There are infinite other options to, you know, move forward with the resistance to this corrupt and illegitimate government that will now be occupying the United States of America. I'm saying you have to change the way that you think about this. We are not the majority anymore in power. We are still probably the majority in population, but you have to think about this smartly.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I am here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches
in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watched Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the Patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. My name's Harrison Smith. Third hour has begun. Getting a lot of calls, all sort of expressing the same sentiment. Maybe not quite getting what I'm trying to express here. This is Vichy America. This is Vichy France under control of the Nazis. There was a powerful and effective resistance movement in Vichy France. You know what they didn't do? They didn't march en masse to the Eiffel Tower to get themselves machine gunned down by the Nazis. This is the resistance, the real resistance. This is the real ongoing... Don't fall for the media timeline. This is not over on January 20th. We do not have a deadline for resistance. This is a problem. This is an occupation that is many decades in the making that is now coming to fruition. They will use every outlet at their disposal to destroy us and enslave us and bankrupt us and rob us and eliminate us. It's not going to happen on the 20th of January. So you really have to ask yourself, what is going on with these 20,000 troops? How long are they going to be there? Are these fences with barbed wire ever going to come down? And what would be the least effective thing to do right now? The least effective thing to do would be to play right into their hands and do exactly what they are expecting. Yeah, there's the meme that was sitting on my desk this morning. Come on, do an uprising. Come on, come on. Yeah, march. You gotta march. No, we're not gonna fall for that. I mean, my God. You think we would have won? And like, I get it. 1776, we fought. I have read verbatim the give me liberty or give me death speech because it applies exactly precisely to what we are experiencing now. He says, it is in vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war is actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is that gentleman wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. That is still valid. That is still real. That is what we are experiencing right now. You know what we didn't do? George Washington didn't march his whole army right into the stronghold of the British and try to face them down when they have all the power. They engaged in alternative tactics. They prolonged the war for years. They retreated when necessary to regroup and gather their forces to attack again. You really have to think intelligently here, and you have to understand we are not in control anymore. We are the resistance. They have all of the power. They have all of the law enforcement. They have all of the prosecutorial offices locked down. So you're just going to act like that's not the case? You're just going to pretend that's not real because you're mad that it is real? That's stupid. That is the equivalent of being in Vichy, France, with the Nazi banner flying over the Eiffel Tower and just getting a bunch of, you know, French resistant members together, gathering arms and marching into the trap to be machine gunned down. Why would you do that? The Nazis fell. France was liberated. And it was destroyed. The USSR fell. It collapsed. It was destroyed. This is our new reality. We are under an occupied government. And we have to start acting that way. So stop looking back in time to parts of history where we were in charge, where American patriots had all the power. You can't take your example from that. You have to take your example from other things, from other examples of history where prolonged and sustained resistance succeeded and still succeeds to this day. Pay attention. Act smartly. Know your enemy. Read The Art of War.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high quality storable food, with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. I understand things are looking dire right now, but you have to understand there are many, many plots in the works against us. COVID-19 is just one of them. The vaccine is just one of them. Disenfranchisement, taking over of the legal system. All of this is equally as important as what's going on in Washington, D.C. For the love of God, think about this calmly. Think about this strategically, over the long term and over the long view, and behave in a way that guarantees victory, not behaving in a way that you think victory is assured, so you're just going to go get machine gunned down. Okay, please, for the love of God. They've now given the National Guard permission. And this is the thing. It's like right now, the U.S. government is completely in a lockdown, mask of the Red Death, sealed off, barbed wire, huge metal fences, 20,000 armed guards with their guns pointed outward and the safety off. Is that right? Of course it's not right. It's infuriating. It is an occupation. It is an illegitimate government. But it's the reality. It's what it is. So as much as you don't want it to be like that, it is like that. So just act like it's like that. Please, for the love of God. Let's go to Jared in Texas. He says we need to stop using divisive terms to describe people. Thanks for calling in, Jared. What do you mean by that?
Oh, man, just like the last caller said, you know, left, right, Antifa, these people, Proud Boys, all this, it seems to me you have no better idea. I say it's Tiananmen Square.
Okay. What happened in Tiananmen Square?
Exactly, but they didn't have enough people, did they?
Yeah, they did. They had 10,000 people murdered, and then the tanks ran them over so much that they were reduced to a liquid form and they were flushed down the drain. That's what happened in Tiananmen Square.
And everybody hates them for it.
Okay, who's going to stand up for us? You know, America, the reason Tiananmen Square is known at all, I mean, people in China, they don't know about Tiananmen Square. You can't talk about Tiananmen Square. You'll be removed from the internet if you discuss what happened in 1989 in Tiananmen Square. We know about this because we're America, because there was still a free country back then that learned about this and stood up for it and thought it was wrong. If America falls, there's nowhere else in the world that's going to stand up for us.
If it falls, seems like you're looking at an old tree on the ground and saying if it fell.
I mean, we're still here, right? Like, there's still 75 million of us?
No, there's actually, you know, 360 million of us.
Right.
No, you think these people that say, oh, we're Democrats, we want communism. Everybody needs to be in an opt-in system. You want socialism? Go ahead. Local leaders, you appoint someone and give all your stuff to them. Work the system out how you want it. You want communism? Go ahead. This is America. This isn't, I mean, it's time for a different system to how we do things. These people aren't representing us in any form or fashion, left, right, whoever. The only people that support the government are the elected officials that are in the government. That's apparently clear with what just happened last week. Even Rand Paul calling his fellow Americans terrorists.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. So what do we do about it?
If there was the same amount of people that were there last week and nothing violent happened, you know, Gandhi, Martin Luther King, these are social revolutions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can't be violent. Now, if there was a way to reach out and stop calling, you know, if somebody wants to be a communist, be a communist. Want to be anti-fascist? That's great. We're fascists. Look at Walmart. Look at HEB. Amazon. They'll give you a refund and give you the product. They've made so much damn money over the last year.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even care anymore. Okay, well, we should, you know, where's the dialogue? How have we got to this point? We have to stop blaming the other person for the divisive rhetoric of their leader. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, but
if you can't have a conversation, then how can you ever have action?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, but like right now we have, I mean, everybody's believing the lie. Everybody is going along with the idea that these people were domestic terrorists. I mean, the FBI is literally sending, you know, just spending millions of dollars, thousands of man hours to investigating these people. I mean, I don't know what to do to let Antifa, like, to make Antifa realize that they are working with the feds and bootlicking the Fed. Like, they're perfectly aware that they are, and yet they don't see any sort of conflict in that. So, I mean, I don't know.
I just think it's more along the lines that they see a conflict, but they're going to use whatever they have to get there, which is not a moral thing. But, you know, when Trump's in office, everybody who robs it, they're terrorists too. I mean, now they're just going to do the same thing to you. That's just how it is. That's how people roll with power, you know. Even if it's a little bit of power that's being given from someone else to them, they're going to use it. Instead of just taking all the power back for, you know, we the people, American people, how it should be. And I love that you're not backing off of saying what happened at the Capitol was a beautiful thing, because my 80-year-old grandmother cried. And I said, why are you crying? She said, because the kids had to go back to school yesterday and they can't even see it.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I was covering it live on the Alex Jones Show and just in awe of what was going on. And, I mean, the images, they're coming out, just Trump banners all over the Capitol, patriots waving the American flag. It was a beautiful thing. And everybody else seems to think that everybody involved was a domestic terrorist, and that's how they're being treated and they're being rounded up. So I'm saying is, you know, understand that if it's like, I'll say something where I'm just like, man, I'm nervous, you know, the FBI is going to come knock on my door and somebody's like, well, you haven't done anything wrong. And it's like, that doesn't matter anymore. You get that, right? That it doesn't matter anymore if you don't do anything wrong. It doesn't matter anymore if you have the First Amendment or the Second Amendment. They're going to pass the gun laws. They're going to use the strength of the FBI to come after you. And I'm not saying it's hopeless. I'm not saying there's nothing we can do about it. I'm saying just act in the way that comports with reality. And we will succeed, and nothing can stop us. And you can't be disheartened or, you know, whatever. And you can't be scared to express yourself. But at the same time, you can't go around acting like Well, I have the First Amendment, so I'll go protest at the Capitol. Oh, they opened the door. I guess I'll walk into the Capitol. Boom, you're a domestic terrorist. So you just have to think in that way. You have to think in the way that comports with reality or else hope is lost. Let's go now to Rusty Shackelford in Texas. Says people need to go to these protests with cameras. I think that's a good tactic to take. You're on the air, Rusty.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
All right. Yeah, man, I think Alex, you should change that commercial that he's got where he's saying everybody shouldn't participate in those marches. Because the way we hear it is don't go. Like, everybody's going to sit at home while all these armed protesters are going to go up there, and there's not going to be one of us out there recording it. So if there's nobody out there recording it, they can do whatever they want. They can, those poor guys that are going to go up there, they're going to get slaughtered, and then they're going to say they're just terrorists, and they're going to have bits and pieces of clips of whatever they want to see. If you look right now, there's a documentary, man, a week, not even a week after what happened. And they already got a documentary on Netflix about what happened at the Capitol with timestamps and everything. Like, it was all set up. These people had everything, cameras set up. They have timestamps of what happened at the Capitol. And it just, I mean, I don't see how people can't see that that was just straight up, it was just set up.
Yeah. And, no, it absolutely was. Stay on the line, Rusty. Stay on the line for me. We have to go to commercial break, but we'll be right back, and I'll bring you back on to finish up your thoughts. Stay on the line, Rusty. We'll be right back with American Journal.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is, all right?
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video.
TheResistance.video. Infowars.com. NewsWars.com. Ban.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Ban.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link, TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're getting to as many calls as possible today. Rusty Shackelford from Texas is still on the line. Why don't you finish up what you're going to say, Rusty? I think people going to the protests with cameras is good. I mean, we are in an information war. And as even though I've become less and less, you know, optimistic that people can even be convinced, even with evidence of their own eyes, definitely having the evidence there on camera does give weight to the truth when we tell it. Rusty, you're on the air. Go ahead and finish up what you were saying.
Yeah, brother. And that's all we got now, man. We just have the truth. We have through evidence, through cameras, through everything. That's what we can do to use to fight. I wish Alex could make some kind of announcement or something. Go to these capitals. Don't go in Trump flags, man, because the Trump Pence is on that flag, and that dude's a traitor. So go dressed up, patriotic, American flags. It's no longer about left and right. We're Americans. I don't hate these leftists. I got a bunch of leftist friends, man. I don't hate them. I love them. They've been brainwashed. How can Alex go and tell us that these people have been brainwashed for the last 50 years through the school system and everything, and then call them scum and call them, you know what I mean? I don't. I feel bad for these people. I want them to open the eyes. And I don't ever call them no names. I don't ever do nothing. Because they're Americans. We're all Americans. So, I mean, go surround these capitals. Make sure that the people that are marching armed, they don't do nothing. And go armed with cameras, U.S. flags, and because that Netflix documentary they got, man, they got these senators, they pulling gas masks out from under their seats. How did they know they were going to need gas masks? Like, it was supposed to go down way different. And the only way that, because they thought they were going to be able to trick us, like all these poor black people, that they'd use these poor black people to burn all these riots and burn down all these cities. But Trump supporters are way small. We're going to be trying to be used, but there's all these black people, man, they don't know any better. All they've ever known is hate and hate and hate. And so when somebody starts rioting, well, heck yeah, they're going to go riot. But and I feel bad for them, man, because now I see they were played. Black Lives Matter was played. I mean, yeah, the organization is bad, but there was actually people that were protesting for black lives. And black lives do matter. Black Lives Matter, Mexican Lives Matter. We all matter. We're all Americans. We're all here. And, yeah, man, they just got played, and I feel so bad for them now, because I thought straight up Black Lives Matter was, man, these people are communist. These people are our enemy and everything, but they're just brainwashed. You can't argue the fact that these people have been brainwashed and hate them. I don't hate the people that are brainwashed. I hate the people that are brainwashing them. Those are the people that we should go after, not these grunts. You know, we shouldn't. I mean, you can't hate them. They're Americans. We're all Americans. So, I mean, if he can do anything about telling people to actually go record this, because yesterday you had a caller that said that they might assassinate. He has a theory that they'll assassinate Joe Biden, and because of that, everybody will feel sorry for his family and stop the investigations and all that. I kind of actually believe that might happen. They're going to use these people that are planning these protests, and it's not Trump supporters. We know it's not Trump supporters planning these protests, and somebody might, you know, off with Joe Biden's head, and then they're going to say it was Trump supporters, and then they're going to come for all our guns. But if we're out there with an army of cameras and everybody just records what actually happens, maybe we have a chance to save our guns at least, because without them, man, without our guns, that's it. It's over. And it's true. We do have these Sunshine Patriots, man. They're going to willingly give up their guns if they see a video of Trump supported killing Joe Biden. Yeah. They say, oh, you know what? Guns are bad. I don't need these. What do we need these for? And then they're going to go. And it's true. Half of the people will give up their guns. All these people saying that they're going to have to take it from my cold, dead hands. I believe maybe 25% of the people that said that are actually going to go and die, because nobody wants to die. Nobody really wants to die, and when it comes to it, they're going to give up their guns. Me, I'm not. I actually, I don't know what will happen, but I honestly believe that, yeah, man, they're going to have to take it from my hands, because I'm not giving up my guns. But actually, I don't even have guns. I don't have guns. So, you can scratch that one. I don't have guns.
Good cover, Rusty. All right. Well, thank you. I completely agree with you, Rusty. Very well said, actually. I appreciate that call. I want to go quickly to Jay in Kentucky, who says everything's so confusing. Thanks for calling in, Jay. You're on the air.
Hey, I got a friend of mine on here, Scott. Anyways, I am in Kentucky, and I'm not going to tell you I want to hurt anybody. I saw a video on YouTube of a lieutenant colonel from the Air Force. I want to say McInerney or something.
McInerney, yeah.
He flat out said that Donald Trump has all the data and all the proof that the election was stolen, and that was Lieutenant and Michael Flynn saying, you know, Trump's going to stay in office. And I guess we're all hoping that this happens. But, you know, the Davos group with Charles Schwab and the bandit, you know, the people with all the money that go over there and they get selected to be put in office and everything. I'm curious to know, does anybody know, has Donald Trump been over there? Someone mentioned that Jared Kushner might have been over there and spoke with them. And if he's trying to drain the swamp, he's sure if Sun Tzu or out of the deal, you know, he's sure taking his time. And the Hillary Clinton character there, I guess I saw a compilation of videos put together where she was with her husband when Donald Trump got some kind of a party. And he says, oh, I'm so glad you could make it and everything. And meanwhile, the whole time he's saying that I'm going to lock you up and everything. And then he's saying, I'm so glad you made it, you know. What the hell is, I don't mean to swear, but what the heck is going on, you know? I mean, it's confusing. And, yeah, I just want to scream. And you get all this information from both sides, and you don't know what to believe. Don't believe your lying eyes.
Mm.
And your lying ears. And they put that thing on YouTube, and Tucker Carlson, they took him off my phone. I can't get Fox anymore. I don't know why I can't get Fox anymore on my telephone. I'm a truck driver over the road, and I get all my news, you know, from you guys and Right Wing and One American News and, you know, mostly Right Wing type of news. And they now, Tucker Carlson, I caught a replay of his show this morning from yesterday, and you can see all the it was a computation or whatever, I guess they put it together and they edited it, you know, and he start talking, and then you can see where it's like an error, but it's not an error. They're cutting something out. What are they cutting out?
It's a good question. Yeah, they have pretty much total control of the information systems right now, except for InfoWars, we're still free.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight-up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high-quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high-quality storable food, with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug. We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech, and big pharma are all pushing the COVID's most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying inside the nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons and are super deadly. And now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they give vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record, it does that. Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases. But they tell you, safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
I'd like to thank an info warrior for sending me this on Twitter. It's a guy named Dylan. Sent me a website that I'd seen before but had forgotten to bookmark or something. It's called hereistheevidence.com. Hereistheevidence.com. It is a compilation, a spreadsheet of all of the evidence of voter fraud in one convenient location. 2,036,041 ballots touched by anomalies, 923 fact witnesses, 50 plus courts blocked an evidentiary hearing. That's an important note. The evidentiary hearing has been blocked, which means the case was rejected without looking at the evidence. So you cannot say that that was a, it was thrown out, that that evidence isn't legitimate. No, no, they blocked that evidence from ever being presented. And so you just have these spreadsheets just full of statistical anomalies, reports of things being invalid, and then links to the proof of that. So if you have people in your life that are saying that the accusations of voter fraud are baseless, you can go to hereistheevidence.com and provide the doubters with the, all the evidence they would need if their brain worked. From Reuters, U.S. says Capitol rioters were meant to, quote, capture and assassinate officials, which is interesting because they didn't seem like they were trying to do that at all. It also might be the least effective place and time to attempt such a thing. A Republican senator from Oklahoma apologizes to black constituents for seeking to disenfranchise them, which it's just like, you didn't disenfranchise anybody, bro. You had black people vote for you. You had black people vote for Donald Trump. Nobody was disenfranchised by asking for the vote that took place on November 3rd of last year to be held to account, to be confirmed to be legitimate. It's not disenfranchising anybody. You're disenfranchising people when you refuse to do that. But this is what the consequence of complying with the media agenda or media framing truly is. On Fox News just now, they're reporting that the first bills that will be rolled out in the new Congress will be attempting to make D.C. a state, amongst other things that, you know, attempting to eliminate the Electoral College and all sorts of other stuff. There are now gendered terms banned under new House rules, such as mother, father, son, daughter, brother, sister, uncle, aunt, first cousin. Which gender is first cousin? Anybody know? Do you might know which gender first cousin is? It has nothing to do with gender. It's about destroying the concept of a family, because family gives you strength. Family is something that theoretically, right before the socialist indoctrination came in, you're supposed to always stick with your family. Now it's celebrated as a virtue to turn your family into the FBI, even if they didn't do anything. And the state will be your family. Let's go out to your phone calls again. Jake in Michigan, D.C. rally. Breach was about 20 minutes into Trump's speech. Yeah, the timeline makes no sense. The people involved makes no sense. Thanks for calling in, Jake. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How are you?
Tired, man.
I hear you.
Frustrated.
It's wild out there. Yes, I understand. So I have a few points I want to make real quick. You know, this all stems from, like, The first problem is our Constitution and our Bill of Rights has been interpreted. You know, that's the first problem. And then obviously, you guys all know about Project Paperclip, so we're feeling the wrath of that right now. But the previous callers were talking about how they want to go to these armed protests. Well, that fighting in the streets is going to do nothing. Basically, the problem lies up in the top, and you know, we all know that. But I want to give a plug real quick. I wrote all this down so I could do it real fast for you. Let me get to my main point. The Survival Shield X2 is literally life-changing. And, it's really changed my life for sure. And I give it to my son, not the X2 to my son, but the X3 to my son. And he's doing great. But anyway, the main point I want to talk to you about is while I was at the rally, I went with a group of guys, and we used ham radios so we can contact each other. And we were on channel 1519.940. And there was some chatter going through that was close to our channel. It wasn't directly on our channel, but it was close. We could hear them, but it wasn't, like, perfectly clear. And within about 20 minutes of Trump's speech out there, I heard a call go over the radio, ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling, we've breached the Capitol. We've breached the Capitol. Ring-a-ling, we've breached the Capitol. And that just shows, you know, the timeline there that, you know, the mainstream media is getting it all wrong. Obviously, we know that. But that's just, you know, more evidence of the charade of the mainstream media polls, especially when you go there and you see it happening and then you get home and you hear it on TV. It's just, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, completely different from reality, what people are hearing on the ground. So who do you think it was that was radioing, ringling, we've breached the Capitol?
I mean, I don't know exactly. I mean, obviously, we know there were Asian provocateurs in, you know, up front or whatever, and there's all the mainstream media spinoff stories of Antifa and BLM and Q people or whatever, but you know, it basically could have been any group, and who knows, you know, really who it is. I can't really put a, assume, you know, I can't assume who it was, because it was just, you know, I heard it go out and I called my guys and I'm like, hey, we should probably get over the Capitol. They broke into the Capitol or whatever. And, so we went over there and, I think Alex, that was like, I think we got there before Alex did, and it was already, you know, being stormed on.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely a crazy time. We'll go ahead and play this, this video in the next segment. We'll go to that video from inside the Capitol with John Sullivan. Thank you so much for the call, Jake. I got to move on to, Margaret in Oklahoma. Thanks for calling in, Margaret. You're on the air.
Yes. what I want to say is that, we don't worship the Constitution. We have to remember that we don't worship the Constitution or the flag or our country. We love President Trump. We don't worship President Trump. We worship God, and he loves us, and we trust him. Our words have power. We need to stop cursing, and we need to lift people up and not cut them down. But our words have power. We have all victory in Christ. We can declare victory. We must declare victory in Christ and stand on that victory, because God has given us victory. He's given us victory in all things. And we can declare that and stand on it, and because our words have the power.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mentioned it before, and we talk about it all the time here. You know, Christianity is the thing that they are targeting most fervently, because it's the thing that tells you that you're free, that you serve nobody but God, and that your only obligation is to him and him alone. And that makes it very hard to control you. And that's why, I mean, that's what brought down the Roman Empire, for God's sake. It was all their slaves. And they said, hey, if you don't do what we say, we'll kill you. And they're like, guess what? I don't care. And they didn't know what to do with that. They had no idea what to do with a group of people that was more faithful to God than faithful to them. And for 1,000 years, we've seen the march of Christianity bring enlightenment and joy to people and peace to people all over the world. And now that's all being rolled back. And truly it is at the center of everything that's going on. And a lot of what they frame as racist stuff is, oh, this is white people stuff, because Europe was Christendom. What they're against is Christendom, and they can frame it as a racial thing in order to try to get people who don't know any better to actually think that's what it has to do with, when in reality it is all about crushing the will to serve God and eliminating dissidents who would rather serve God than the state. And I think you're exactly right. We need to emphasize that as much as possible, that this is a spiritual war in which we are engaged. And there's only one conclusion, and it's whether or not we fight for it with the full force of faith, or whether we allow that faith to be shaken and succumb to the machinations of the Satanists and their father, the devil. We'll be right back, folks. It's American Journal, Infowars.com. Support this program at InfowarsStore.com.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com. Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high quality storable food, with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can. I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I am here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watch Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
3, 2, 1.
Back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available. In this 1 minute ad, I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Final segment of American Journal. I'm going to read what I think may be the most important article this week. It came out on January 13th, 2021. It's not a big breaking national news story. This isn't an expose exposing some political activist. It's not about January 6th or anything in the outlay, but I believe that this is truly identifying the root of the issue and the heart of the problem. It's from thefederalist.com, and it says, leftists are colonizing red towns like mine, and local Republicans are useless. Subtitle, complacency is a problem for East Tennesseans. They're so used to Republicans winning elections, they falsely assume victory is automatic. Says, as a small resident of a small town in East Tennessee, I regret to report that wokeness is everywhere, even in the brightest red areas of Republican-majority states. My town is home to a small 200-year-old Presbyterian-affiliated liberal arts college that appears to be an island of sanity in higher education, but it's not, and neither is the rest of the town. He says, we relocated here from Austin. My wife and I imagined the school was comparable to Hillsdale College, except nestled in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains. My wife and I quickly learned the reality is otherwise. When a supposedly faith-based lecture was attended on campus, was devoted to the teachings of Karl Marx rather than Jesus Christ. The lecturer who teaches, quote, religious studies at Skidmore College is the daughter of the host school's equally leftist campus minister. We were also chagrined to learn that the local public library, in a county that voted for President Trump in 2020 by a margin of 71-27%, maintains a curated anti-racism reading list that includes controversial fare such as Ibram Kendi's How to Be Anti-Racist, Robin DiAngelo's White Fragility, and Ta-Nehisi's Coates Between the World and Me. Even though the area is overwhelmingly Republican, the local paper, which is owned by a national chain headquartered out of state, is unfailingly and obnoxiously left. Due in part to their paper's favorable coverage, a leftist activist who chaired the local Democratic Party was founded a radical organization called Indivisible East Tennessee, was recently elected to the ostensibly nonpartisan city council. The local Republican Party belatedly and reluctantly supported the center-right candidates in a four-person race for two seats. Supported by Soros-funded organizations from outside the state, the Democrat eked out a second-place finish by only a few hundred votes, establishing a leftist toehold in an otherwise solidly conservative county. In 2020, a leftist educator and diversity consultant, who formerly served as dean of students at the local woke college, was elected to the county board of education without any opposition. Public education desperately needs responsible oversight, but frequently is captured by leftists aligned with teachers' union. In my local school district, for example, the unelected school superintendent appointed a diversity task force that included an activist college student who told a group of protesters organized by the local NAACP chapter in the wake of the George Floyd incident that, quote, "We need radical change. We need it now." The district's paid diversity trainer, who instructs on the topics of systematic racism, racial equity, inclusive leadership, and unconscious biases, among other dubious topics, and an officer of the community organization that describes its mission as working for racial justice, the stated goals of the 12-person diversity task force includes acknowledging that racism exists in our schools and community, cowardly administrators wishing to avoid responsibility for making unpopular decisions often resort to commissions, committees, and task forces. Ironically, the diversity task force, originally formed to collect community input, has been meeting behind closed doors, claiming to be exempt from the state's open meeting laws. And this is taking place all across the United States. We've talked about it many times here. Call it death by a thousand cuts. It is the fact that people like George Soros will pour millions of dollars into a largely uncontested prosecutorial race in order to prop up some, you know, diversity checkbox moron that they can put in place that can say all the right words. And then they get all, you know, they coordinate with all of the media to celebrate this person and push this person up and say, oh, she's a genius. She's brilliant. They'll air all of her ads. They'll demonize the opponents. Anything they say will be deemed racist. It's a very simple mathematical formula that they just implement in all of these different areas. They take over small, seemingly kind of pointless offices. Then those offices use those powers to create diversity boards, create diversity committees. It's not about diversity, obviously, right? I'm literally a fan of, I grew up in Houston. No school I went to past elementary school was any less than a third black, a third Hispanic, and a third white. And I believe I learned a lot of valuable lessons about other cultures going there. I think it's a good thing. I don't like conformity. I like a little difference in the mix. I like a little insanity mixed in. I like a little bit of differences. I like other cultures. Celebrate them. I have no problem with diversity. That's not what this is. They use this as a code word. They use it as a mind control technique to make you think it's good for you to be displaced and deplatformed and eliminated from your own community. And this is happening all over the country. It's happening here in Austin as well. Talked about it many times. A time, you know, we went to a protest where the school board was voting on whether or not to include radical transgender sexual education in elementary school. And you had a group of parents and grandparents who were saying, hey, excuse me, we don't want this taught to our kids. And they were shouted down and were not allowed to hold their protest because of a castrated, childless demon woman that was literally was just like, we hate your innocence. We want your kids to be corrupted. We hate Christianity. I mean, this is what they're saying. This is what they're yelling. And they're allowed to shout down and destroy the voice of the people whose actual kids, who actually have kids and are capable of having kids and actually have a investment in the future. They're being shouted down and overrun by people that have no investment in the future and that literally have castrated themselves. So this is the country that we're living in, and this is where it starts. This is where the resistance has to be maintained and advanced. You have to get involved locally. You have to stand up and yourself shout down when communists or agitators are calling things racist or whatever. You have to be fearless. You have to get involved. If your kid goes to school, you have to be on the board. You have to go to the school board meetings. And when they stand up and go, we would like to curate an anti-racism library book, you have to stand up and say, I will not accept that. You cannot do that. I'm going to run against you. And guess what? There's a lot of people in your community that will vote for you. There's more of you than there are of them. But when you don't get involved, guess what? They're going to run everything. So this is bigger than Washington, D.C. This is bigger than January 6th. This is bigger than the national government. This is happening on a local level in small towns and big cities all over the United States. And we have no one to blame but ourselves, because our enemies are active and participate. And they pour money into it. And it doesn't matter if they have more money. We have more people. We have more energy. We have the truth on our side. We have love on our side. They have hate. They have corruption. They have the destruction of innocence. They have the destruction of what is good. We have goodness on our side. We have togetherness on our side. We have the will of the people on our side. But if we don't stand up for it, we're going to lose it all. I want to go now to Bruce in Canada. Thanks for calling in, Bruce, our international caller of the day. You're on the air, sir.
How you doing, Harrison?
I'm doing all right. Thanks.
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. So I'm in the Great White North, obviously. So I just wanted to make a connection here that hasn't been brought up that I've heard yet. The Democrats and the left down where you guys are comparing the Capitol incident to Pearl Harbor. And a lot of people who have like half an ounce of brain cells are looking at it and they're going, well, what are you talking about? The level of destruction wasn't there. Pearl Harbor was horrendous.
Yeah.
Well, I don't believe that the Democrats and the left are looking at the Capitol incident in the same way that we are from the violence and destruction perspective. I think they're looking at the Capitol incident and comparing it to Pearl Harbor, because after Pearl Harbor, the U.S. had entered World War II.
Right.
So I think they're making that connection where instead of saying, oh, well, this was horrendous as in the destruction, no, they're saying, okay, well, this was our Pearl Harbor, and now we're going to go and we're going to enter this war, so to speak, and we're going to absolutely decimate these people who think differently than us and behave differently than us.
Oh, yeah. No, you're 100% right. And same thing with 9/11, right? They're saying, same thing where it's like, well, the destruction is not even remotely close. I mean, it's a joke. It's an insult to compare the two events. But what they're saying is, well, 9/11 gave us the justification for the Patriot Act. It gave us the endless wars. It gave us
the surveillance
state, all of that. They're exactly, you're exactly right. They're saying this is the excuse that we need to crush our enemies and go to war against the people in America who actually love America and are actually patriots. And you're 100%, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Jay McCullough Harrison. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, sir. That was Bruce from Canada. Folks, that's going to do it for us for the week here at American Journal. What a roller coaster of a week it's been. I suppose next Wednesday or next Tuesday, 5 days from now, Donald Trump will, I guess, be vacating the office and Joe Biden will be put in unless something miraculous happens over the weekend. There's talk of declassification. We're not sure what that will be. But just remember, it doesn't end this weekend. It's not over with the inauguration. This is just the beginning. We have just begun to fight. You have to think smart. You have to think strategically. You have to understand the state of the world and the reality as it stands for you to be able to deal with it. Do not engage in hoaxes. Do not engage in wishful thinking. Act.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com, band.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
betrayed President Trump as I predicted they would. They've always been part of the establishment, and it's only going to get worse. If they're able to keep Trump from rightfully taking office for a second term on January 20th, the system is going to drop the hammer harder than ever on this republic. They are going to explode gas prices. They're going to shut down our coal power plants. They're going to cut off the energy source to the U.S., so it's impossible for factories to move back here. This is economic domination. This is economic war. We are being consolidated. We are being taken over. The Democrats aren't mismanaging their blue cities and states. They're consolidating power and control to bankrupt the population and bring them absolutely to heel and then consolidate ownership of all the infrastructure and property. This is a monopolistic takeover. That's what the Great Reset is. Klaus Schwab and these other criminals admit it. That's what social distancing is. So your business is only at 25% for several more years. No small businesses will be there. This is a master plan. Say no.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.